Okay, so I've been a bit lacking in tips and tricks over the last couple of days, so I thought I'd make up with it with a bumper one today. Let's talk about feedback, shall we, and how important feedback is on our websites. Now, obviously, the most important type of feedback that you can provide is to tell users when something goes wrong. So, if they don't enter a valid email address on a sign-up form, or if something doesn't submit properly and validation, or all that kind of stuff. You probably know about that kind of stuff. Although I have to say that sometimes the error messages that come back are a bit pants and written by developers rather than copywriters. So no more 404 error pages or anything like that. We need something that's intelligible by human beings rather than developers. Not that I'm implying a developer isn't a human. But the other more interesting type of feedback is feedback when things go right. Do you think about providing feedback to users when things are going right, when they've done something right? People need encouragement. Sometimes they can doubt themselves. They think they've done something right, but are not sure. Let me give you an example. Wiltshire Farm Foods, which is a website I've talked about in the past, wiltshirefarmfoods.com. When you add something to your shopping basket on the Wiltshire Farm Food site, the thumbnail of the item that you add flies across the screen and lands in the basket. And this has two effects. One is it draws the user's eye to the basket, but more importantly, it shows the user that something's happened. They're given positive, encouraging feedback, so they know they're doing things right. But here's another thing. When it comes to feedback for error messages and where there's going to be a problem, what about actually telling people there's going to be a problem before the problem occurs? So an example of this would be Twitter. When you start entering your message into Twitter, it counts down the letters, doesn't it? So you've got 140 characters and it counts it down. Now, I can't remember whether it's on the Twitter website or whether I've seen it elsewhere, but as it gets lower, the color of the numbers change. So first of all, they go orange, and then eventually they go red when you go over your 140 characters. But you get a warning that there's a problem about to occur. So look for opportunities to improve the feedback you provide. So you're providing feedback before things go wrong, when things go wrong, and also when the user is doing things right.